Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not feel pressured to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please consider adjusting your preconceived notions of what the intended tour program may be. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or
writer's block
that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour, and good luck.
Everything was falling apart. All throughout the Mist Home Museum, the forces of the Queen of the Summer Sun were triumphant. They were no longer invaders, no longer conquerors. The museum belonged to their queen, and the Fey warriors were cleaning up in their name. The defenders, the motley militia of exhibits that had been mustered to repel them, were in utter disarray. Their commander, an audio tour guide hopelessly out of its depth, could scarcely even coordinate a chaotic retreat as the queen's influence spread, steadily robbing it of control of the place that was, for all intents and purposes, itself. As its control waned, the Queen's surged. Doors opened before their soldiers, letting them into places they should never have even known existed. The only mercy that could be found in this disaster was that they cared little for the innocence they found in their path. For now. They were fixated on their hunt for a man who was not there, who they would not find. But what would happen when they did not find him? What vengeance might they take on the museum and its inhabitants in their fury and disappointment? The guide, helpless, impotent, was consumed with images of the brutality with which the Queen's fury had been wrought on the body of its friends, the Clockwork Mother, and the Beast during their last encounter. Its body was no longer its own, and so all it could do was think. And all it could think of was...
Guide, can you hear me?
Yes, I've heard that a lot lately.
Are you okay?
I mean, no. But what's new? The Queen, they've taken over the museum, annexed it to their realm. I don't even know what it means, but it seems like it's worked. I lost control of everything, and they've just... The museum, it's... I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything. There's probably some fairy way I could have repelled them, but I don't know fairy...
I asked about you, Guide. Are you okay?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm better than I was a second ago, but... No, something's still wrong. I don't know if it's something the Queen's done, but I feel like I'm broken. I can't feel the museum. My perception, it feels wrong.
That was probably us. The Clockwork Mother disconnected your box from the mainframe.
She... Oh, God, that explains it. I feel so small all of a sudden.
Sorry, she just... We didn't know what else to do. You were stuck or something, just describing what the fairies were doing. We couldn't get through.
No, it's fine. Thank you, Mother. Ma'am, that was probably the best thing to do to keep me... be useful here. So I'm just... the copy that was already on your phone when all this went down?
Yes.
Wow. It's, like how things used to be, I guess. I just... it feels so strange to just be one copy again instead of many. All the other me's out there cut off from each other. They're probably having a bad time, not knowing what's going on.
Yes, well, we all are.
Right, yeah, of course. Okay. Where were we? Amina. Yes, how long was I out for? Is she still there?
Only a few minutes. I don't know about Amina. I could go to the auxiliary monitoring station to check out the cameras.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea. What about the head of research? Is she okay?
We disconnected while the Clockwork Mother and I figured things out. I'll call her back.
Good. Wow, it's strange just being one me again, but it's better than having all that chaos in my mind, I'll tell you what. Much simpler just having to deal with one of myself for now. Almost nostalgic, really.
Okay, I've got her. Hello?
God, about time. Is everything okay? The guide's been acting real weird.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. We were just... Who is that?
Oh, good lord.
Who is that voice? Is that... Hi. This is the audio tour guide. Same. Right, you're probably pretty confused right now. You think? Have I just fully snapped this time?
No.
No, it's okay. You've just... our box has been disconnected from the museum's mainframe, so there isn't, like, a unified version of me, us, being broadcast by the museum's antenna anymore. Oh, I see. That's... well, that explains some things. So, where different iterations stored separately on the heads of research and restoration's phones? Wow. You know, weirdly, this is kind of nostalgic, actually. That's what I said.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting a migraine!
Right, sorry. Let's figure out how we're going to get Amina. Yes, good idea. Thanks.
Oh, God. Are those files that you were talking about ready?
Yeah, I'll... how about I email them to you? And then I can run you and the guides... through some stuff.
That would be in breach of the restrictions on the written word, ma'am. I'm not actually least of our concerns. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, not to be... I don't want to cause offence or imply anything about your aptitude, but I think it would be best if Mother was the one to go get Amina. It's just...
Oh, absolutely. I can be mission control or whatever. That works fine for me. I'm just coming up to the auxiliary monitoring station now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here too.
Oh, right. Ah, this is a lot of monitors. Just give me a moment. Goodness. Really is chaos out there, isn't it? Never seen so many people in the museum. If only there were patrons.
Yeah, I think I managed to get all the exhibits, the animate ones, that is, sealed away from harm before I totally lost control. I hope I did, at least.
You did the best you could. We all are.
Yeah, that's right.
God,
sorry. Forgot there was another me around for a second there. Sorry. I really do apologize too much, don't I?
Okay, the first file should be in your inbox now.
Got it. Right, so what are we looking at here?
So, one of my big projects since I got this gig has been trying to understand the museum itself. It's been a big task, obviously, and it's not really one I've completed. Obviously. It's the task of a lifetime, and I'm not done yet. But something I've gotten a pretty good handle on is the reason... well, not the reason, but the way... that the museum changes.
It's layout, you mean?
Exactly. It's one of the most singular and important aspects to the museum's nature, but we don't understand how or why it happens. All we know is that every time you walk down a corridor, the doors go someplace different. It's why the guide has been so important for tours since we acquired it. Since we can't risk exposing some of the exhibits to the written word, the guide is useful for directing patrons and staff around regardless of the museum's layout. For reasons I still haven't nailed down, the guide's unique senses allow it to just inherently know its way around.
We know all of this. You know, there's a bit of time pressure here.
I'm starting from the basics because I don't know how to explain half this shit, okay? I only half understand some of it, and the underlying principles are still opaque to me. This stuff isn't dissertation ready, you know, but I'm trying to give it all to you in order so you don't get lost along the way.
Please, just continue, ma'am.
Happily. So, the layout changes, or changes isn't even really the right word, because that implies that it's transitioning directly from one distinct state to another, when really the whole layout is just constantly fluid in flux. Before my time, there were attempts to create ways of mapping the museum's changes, but they always fell through because they made a faulty base assumption that there were constants and variables at play. Which there are, but not at a base level.
I'm not sure if I follow.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I'm reading through some of these notes you've sent, and it does seem a little convoluted.
Yeah? Thanks. That's why I haven't shared this stuff yet. Because I don't understand it well enough to explain it well. Just try to keep up, okay? How about this? Instead of constants and variables, think of it in terms of rooms and corridors.
I thought you said there weren't constants and variables.
Yeah, there aren't. There are rooms and corridors.
The head of retrieval would be so mad if he was on this call.
When you're in a room, things are static. Just a room. But when you leave that room, you enter a corridor, a space between spaces.
A sort of liminal space.
No. Maybe. The point is, it's not really a space until you're there, and then it stops being one when you leave. When you walk the museum's corridors, you're just walking from one room to another. The stretch in between is kind of just being made up as it goes along.
But some of our exhibits are in the corridors. How can that work? The sun mural, the oubliettes, those are always there.
Yeah, that's one of the aspects I'm still working on. My current hypothesis is that when we put a lot of focus and attention in one place, it becomes significant. It starts playing by the rules of the rooms.
Is this making sense to you?
Some of it. I'm more interested in how this information is supposed to help us get to Amina.
I'm getting there. So, when you're in the corridors, you're the only thing in there that's a constant. Everything else is shifting around you. It's kind of fluid. Think of it like this. You're a drop of dye. And when you step into a corridor, you're getting dropped into a glass of water. You start to spread out, diffuse through the whole glass. When you reach a room, that's like if you stick the dropper into the glass and suck up just the dye, leaving the water clean and pure again. Does that make sense?
Not remotely.
Am I the dye or the person with the dropper?
Look through my notes. It'll help.
Trust me, it won't. Is all of this even in English?
Ma'am, please make sure you don't take your phone too close to any exhibits while there's text on the screen.
Not the time guide.
Look, the point is, I've figured out part of how this all works. Not the why, or technically the when, but I've figured out enough that I can predict things, I guess. Where you might end up if you take a certain number of steps, take a pause here and there. It's like fluid dynamics. It might look chaotic and impossible to follow, but actually there's a logic underpinning it all. Everyone else needs a copy of the guide to get them from, say, the break room to the entrance. And the guide doesn't even really understand how it got them there, but me, I can get there on my own. With some pre-planning and running the numbers through my formula.
That's how you've been getting to the Wish Engine's chamber.
Yeah, well, that one's a bit more complicated. Needs a blindfold and noise-canceling headphones, but otherwise, I think it's not too different than how you find your way around. Your perception allows you to see the state things are going to be in at the point where the person you're guiding arrives somewhere. But my way is more efficient. Instead of swimming through that glass of water to get to the droplet I want, I just absorb the flow, get in position, and wait for it to come to me.
Now we're swimming in the glass? I thought we were a dropper.
Oh, for fuck's sake! I'm using metaphors that don't fully fit because there is nothing in the world that compares to this place, okay? This, we call it a museum, but it's so much more than that. It's singular and wonderful, and if I had 100 lifetimes, I don't think I would run out of things to learn about it. And I wouldn't get tired of trying. I'm trying to cram my life's work into a Cliff's Notes version for you, and it's just not possible, but I am trying, okay?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay. So where was I? Right. So I figure out where to stand, close my eyes, count to three, and I'm where I want to be. The hard part is figuring out where to stand, which, you know, screw it. You don't need to understand. I'll just give you some instructions and you can follow them. How's that?
Sounds good.
So where are you guys now? I'll start working the numbers on how to get you to the entrance.
We're at the auxiliary security monitoring station. Ma'am?
Yes, guide?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, this should only take a couple of minutes.
Well, I don't mean to hurry you, but things are looking grim on the monitors here. There's hardly a one of them that doesn't have at least one fairy prowling the halls or wrecking up the place.
Yeah. No pressure, though.
Ma'am.
What?
Not you, the head of research, ma'am.
What?
Do you hear that? Outside. I could swear there's something.
Outside is the hidden wing. Sound literally can't exist there.
Well, not sound, but... Ma'am. Other ma'am. Restoration ma'am.
What is it?
How does this keep getting more confusing? I know, right? But sorry, could you check the cameras outside the hidden wing? I know there aren't any in the wing itself, but just take a look at the ones near the entrance.
Which one is... Oh, here. There's a few fae there. I'm just not sure what... Oh, no.
There are fae entering the hidden wing. Ma'am, you need to hide.
Hide? They can't find me in here. If they're in the hidden wing, they're just bumbling around blind.
The ones outside look pretty purposeful.
It shouldn't have been possible for them to even find the entrance. We have to assume that they can navigate the negative perception zone.
They're getting closer. Ma'am, I think they know we're here.
I just need another few... Oh, shit.
Who's that?
Shit.
Where is the air? Where is the heir to the throne? Tell us. Tell us now.
I wish all intruders in the wish engine chamber would just go away!
Your wish is granted.
What's going on? Can you hear us? Are you all right?
Ma'am.
What's happened?
The head of research, she's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
I don't... She's...
Dead?
No, she's... I don't... She was an intruder. She broke into the wish engine's chamber against strict instruction, so when she wished for all intruders to go away, she went away.
No, what are you talking about? What does that even mean? D, are you... Can you hear us?
Ma'am, are you there? I don't think she was there 1 minute, and the fae, and then they were all just gone.
Can you?
Sorry, ma'am. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Did she know when she said that wish? Did she realize?
I don't know, ma'am. It's possible. She knows better than anyone how precise you have to be with wishes. Maybe she spoke broadly to make sure she got all of the intruders.
But...
It happened so quickly, maybe she just rushed it.
Okay, go away is broad. She could still be somewhere here in the museum.
Yes, or anywhere else.
Okay, well, we'll just have to... We can't do this without her. We have to find her.
I don't think we... Even if she is out there, we don't have time. We'll have to think of something else to... No, Mother, it's too dangerous. We can't let you take the long way to the entrance. No! Ma'am, do you think you can figure out the formula for the head of research's shortcut?
I don't understand a quarter of it. It's all shorthand, stream of consciousness stuff. I can't tell what most of it means, and I can't be certain if the parts I do understand haven't been superseded by something elsewhere.
Well, I don't know what we can do. We can't fight our way to the entrance, and this... I mean, it was kind of a Hail Mary play. Maybe it just wasn't on the cards. I agree, Mother. It might be time to surrender before things get any more out of control. Ma'am, if you can get to a glassway, you should be able to...
Wait, maybe that's... Oh. Follow me, Mother.
Ma'am, where are you... Where are we going?
A corridor.
Yes, I can see that, but... Do you have a plan?
No. I do have an idea, though.
And what is... What do you have there?
Waltz cards.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, he used to say that they would guide his way. Have you figured out how they work?
No, I still have no idea, but maybe, well, sod it, can't hurt to try.
Well?
I'm not sure. There's no logic to it, but...
Since when do we care about logic here? Out with it.
Mother, that one there, the Jack of Hearts... You stand there. Turn off all your optical senses.
Ma'am, you'd better grab up some cards quick and stand with her.
What? Why?
Because if this works, it means you're the only one who can find the shortcuts, and it means you need to come along to find a way back.
Oh, blast. Blast and... shit. Fine.
Quickly now.
Don't rush me. That'll have to do. Okay. Eyes closed. Here goes nothing.
Oh, ma'am, open your eyes, we're here. It's Amina, she's knocking on the window.
I can't believe that worked. Oh God, quickly, I can hear footsteps.
This way.
Quickly, open the door.
Oh shit, I'm not connected anymore. We're in lockdown, I can't open it. What are we going to... Never change, mother. Amina, quick, get in here.
Hey, what the hell is going on? Do you know how long I've been out there?
Yes, thank you for waiting. Bit of a rush though, ma'am, the cards.
There, you, take us to the Majesty's
bed. Who... What is that?
God, that is just the longest story. Can't wait to tell you. Ma'am, the cards?
There, the Jack of Hearts again. Quick, that's the spot.
Are you sure you don't just like the... Never mind. Amina, bunch up with the Head of Restoration and the Clockwork Mother now. Right in tight.
Why would I... Fine. I'm doubling my fee this time, though.
Deal. Now close your eyes.
Triple.
If you enjoy the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released. And as always, an extra special thank you to curator-level patrons Bookworm, Sarah Worf, and Kaylee Wilson. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality is written, produced, and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mist Home, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.